From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting, remembering the woman who was killed during a violent and controversial protest. Heather Heyer was killed Saturday when a suspected neo-Nazi drove a car into a crowd of counter-demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia. Her family, friends, and admirers gathered Wednesday for a memorial service. The 32-year-old paralegal was among hundreds of protesters who gathered to decry an assemblage of white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville. Heyer's mother, Susan Brose, said her daughter's death would not end the impact of the message she meant to convey.
And I think the reason that what happened to Heather has struck a chord is because we know that what she did is achievable. We don't all have to die. We don't all have to sacrifice our lives. They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her.
The man accused of driving the car that killed Heyer has been charged with second-degree murder. President Trump inflamed tension after that deadly rally in Virginia by insisting that counter-protesters were also to blame, drawing condemnation from some Republican leaders and praise from white supremacists. In that combative news conference, Trump backed off from his Monday statements explicitly denouncing the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists for the violence that erupted. Former Presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush Wednesday released a joint statement condemning the hatred that was at the heart of the violent clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the weekend. Without mentioning President Trump, the Bushes said America must always reject racial bigotry, anti-Semitism, and hatred in all forms. This is